Blog Talk Radio.
Your attention, please. Pay attention, please. Be a witness. We got heroes and heroes risking their lives, bringing truth to the light. They're bringing truth to the light. Your attention, please. Pay attention, please.
I could write a legend to the ledger, and y'all would understand the rules.
All right. Peace and blessings and welcome to Flavor News Radio. Tonight I'm really, really thrilled to have J.C. Cage from Black Stacks, also the founder of Dope Emporium, to come on the show with me. He's going to give you the history of Dope Emporium, to some of the changes that are taking place and what to expect from Dope Emporium 2012. But before I bring J.C. Cage in, I think I'm going to play a track by one of the artists that you are going to be able to experience performing at this year's Dope Emporium. And this is Magic and E. Rich with their piece, Here You Go Again, Stop Tripping.
Through the town, not saying the wind. She blowing up my phone. I'm like, here you go again. Here you go again. Stop tripping. Here you go again. Stop tripping. If I'm in the studio or kicking with my friend, just think that I'm lying. I'm like, here you go again. Here you go again. Stop tripping. Here you go again. Stop tripping.
I'm on I-5 self. My phone blowing up, but I ain't trying to hear this girl's mouth. But I pick it up anyways. Endless possibilities, so this can go many ways. She asked me, can I come scoop after this function? She said it's over around 10. I said, yeah, it's nothing. Went along with my day, attended to my business. Forgot about her like a little kid burning biscuits. Late night studio sessions, got you bugging out. Treating me like I'm low key thugging out. I know I ain't seen you in a while, I just be moving. Me and you go together like the Force and J fusion. Yeah, that's the face I know. Perfect smile plus your confidence gives you the glow. Yeah, I'm late, but what's important is that I made it. If you're the sedative, then I'm sedated. But when
I'm through the town, I say in the wind, she blowing up my phone. I'm like, here you go again. Here you go again. Stop tripping. Here you go again. Stop tripping. I'm in the studio or kicking with my friends. You think that I'm lying? I'm like, here you go again. Here you go again. Stop tripping. Here you go again. Stop tripping. She was late. She was late. Hopped up in the car. My mom rolled out with dad. Back to the past. Take off your heels. And I'ma listen as you tell me how you feel for real.
I got some wine, some wine. Got some weed, some weed. And we gon' talk a little bit about her wants and needs. She needs some touch and feel it. Girl, you hella silly. Is you gon' talk, is you gon' drink, or go to spilling? Not the type to fight with. Nah, mom's priceless. Cause I'm a rugged dude. Lil' mom's a nice chick. Sharp like an ice pick. Smooth as you wanna be, but still intelligent enough to wanna run with me. Even hold a gun for me. Packed in a stash pot. Jumping like we did at the last spot. Hold on to that last star. Keep your life in party mode. Turn it up to fire and the music. Your body
I'm cold. I'm through the town, I stay in the wind. She blowing up my phone. I'm like, here you go again. Here you go again. Stop tripping. Here you go again. Stop tripping. If I'm in the studio or kicking with my friends, you think that I'm lying? I'm like, here you go again. Stop tripping, here you go again. Stop tripping.
Always got the deal. So whenever she hits the table, you flip it in.
I'm not playing the wind. She blowing up my phone. I'm like, here you go again. Here you go again. Stop tripping. Here you go again. Stop tripping. If I'm in the studio or kicking with my friends, you think that I'm lying. I'm like, here you go again. Here you go again. Stop tripping. Here you go again. Stop tripping.
All right, that was Magic and E. Rich with their piece, Here You Go Again, Stop Trippin'. They are a sound that you may hear at Dope Emporium 2012. I know JC Cage is waiting on the phone patiently, but you know what? I think I need to go back in the day a little bit before I bring him in. JC Cage, again, is one of the founders of Dope Emporium, the origins and the original Dope Emporium. And I think I need to give you a little bit of some Silent Lamb. This is One Thin Rhyme.
Technology lift. Vagabond software. Always up, got links, never blank. He's violent, that's why he's like this. Puppa Tears got strings like mangas. Not contemporary rap singers. Get to stay like company and your progeny. I'm in your forehead. I know the sound is morbid. I'm free, small fish.
What's that rhymes in your mind? Get fat. Suck your ass when you get gas. My whole city falls still. Big top fabric made it here with.
All right, that was Silent Lambs Project with their piece, One Thick Thin Rhyme. That's something that you might hear back in the day at one of the first dope emporiums. Let me try to bring up my screen again. I had an attack of the cats, and they knocked my laptop down. So just stick with me here as I bring the screen back up and then be able to bring in J.C. Cage, so he can tell us about Dope Emporium, the history, the foundation of it, to what we can expect at Dope Emporium 2012. I'm getting closer to it, and I think I should be able to bring him in now. Welcome to Flava News, J.C. Cage.
What's up, Flav? How you doing? How you doing, this lady, Flava?
I'm doing real good. See, I had to bring a little bit of the new sound that we might hear this year at Dope Emporium 2012, and then I had to go back in the day a little bit. What you think of that?
Yeah, I like the balance of that. I like what you did. I've been listening since 9 o'clock, and so, you know, I'm really, really happy with the opportunity once again to sit and talk to you about something that I feel so passionate about, like Dope Emporium. So thank you for all that you do, Lady Flava, and supporting the hip-hop scene in the Northwest and the music scene in the Northwest, and supporting festivals that are run by and put on by and organized by the hip-hop community.
Well, you know, one of the conversations that you and I have all the time is that we've got some amazing talents up here in the Pacific Northwest, and, you know, I think that opportunities like Dope Emporium to bring these said talents together, you know, can, as you talk about all the time, create an industry, and I think that's something that is needed up here, and I think that something like Dope Emporium can definitely be the catalyst of that. Before we go any further, Jace, I want you to know that your sister from Jacksonville is in the chat room.
What's up? Our favorite soul sister, number one in the UK, Miss Monica Momo.
I just had to let you know that she was tuning in and listening to the
show. It's always love when she's around.
Definitely. So, Jace, tell us about Dope Emporium. How did it start? When did it start? And you know, some of the changes, some of the people you've had, you know, perform. Just give us a little bit of background and history on Dope Emporium.
Okay. Now, you're going to have to help me with some of these exact dates, Flav, and I know you got the history in front of you, so I'm going to need that help like you always do. But Dope Emporium was started 6-7 years ago. Based off a conversation that, you know, the Seattle hip-hop community was having in the closet behind closed doors and wouldn't bring to the public. And I felt like it was a conversation that had validity. It had weight. It carried a lot of weight because the talent spoke to what the conversation was about. And basically the conversation had to do with the closing off of the market to the local scene, that only certain cats were getting written about, only certain cats were getting played on the radio. If you read the magazines here, the Strange or the Weeklies, there was only certain people that they were getting behind and supporting. And you know, being the fact that I've been around hip hop a long time in this region, and the fact that me and my partner Silas Black were, you know, relevant and still are, but were relevant enough where our voices had a place. And so I wanted to use the voice to start a movement with the open market. And what I mean by open market is allow the public to choose. That was hip-hop in the start, and that should be hip-hop today. Let the public choose what they like. Don't commercialize it and turn it into, you know, how many times you hear a record spin or how many times you buy his name on a flyer, but more about the quality of work and what the responsibility of that quality was. And so Dope Emporium was created off of a conversation that I had with a writer who I respect dearly by the name of Charles Mudede, who works for The Stranger. And we were having a conversation about, to be blunt, we were having a conversation about the lack of black presence in Seattle hip-hop and the fact that they were trying to erase a lot of the black presence in Seattle hip-hop by the images that they were putting out there. And so in our conversation, he said, well, what are you going to do about it? And, you know, it was funny because a lot of times when people say, what are you going to do about it, people stop and they stammer and they stutter. But it's a conversation I was having with my inner brotherhood for, you know, 5 years prior to it. My inner brotherhood being Silas Black and Jerome Golden Swartz, you know, Jay Golden. We've been having conversations about how do we go about opening this market up to this dope artists that are out here that deserve to be heard. And so when he asked me that, you know, I had a really quick answer, and I want to say in the guidance of, and we always had elders around, so we had the guidance of, may he rest in peace always, Dr. Farr. And he was around in these conversations too, so he guided us a lot with wisdom, not because he was into hip-hop, but because he was an elder. And so we had these conversations. So when Charles asked me, you know, what do you want to do about it? What are you going to do about it? I said, man, let's do our own festival. Let's get a spot. Let's get these magazines that say they support hip-hop and say they do this and that. Let's get them to sponsor. Let's do an open market. I'll reach out to the vets, to the pioneers of the region, like Silver Shadow D, like Merciful, like Peace Kelly, like Specs. I'll reach out to the guys who are hot at the time, like the Blue Scholars, the Dime Deaths, you know, the Sporting Lights. I'll reach out to them and let me see where their mind is. And let's create a festival that's run by us, organized by us, guided by us, that lets people know that there's not just so much talent, but there's so much concern about how we build. And I wanted to get with builders, not destroyers, but builders. And I was fortunate enough to have a backbone like Rob Castro that if we had a space, he could make the sound. He could create the T-shirts. He could help with the graphics. He's multifaceted. So I had all these resources, and I just felt like I was wasting time by sitting back waiting for somebody to create something that we should create for ourselves, which, you know, we use the word dope because that's fresh in hip-hop. That's solid in hip-hop. That's golden. And Emporium, because we wanted people to know that this was a store. It wasn't mm-hmm. just one product. There was many products. There was many things to look at. And you didn't have to just stay stuck on one item that you could walk around and actually get a clear picture of what Northwest hip-hop was all about.
Well, that was a great explanation. And I think that, you know, over the years, you know, some changes have taken place. Some of the artists stayed the same. Some of them didn't. I know that all the elements of hip-hop are involved in Dope Emporium. It's just not the MCs. You know, it's the B-boys, the B-girls, the graffiti artists, the producers, the beat makers. All the elements are involved when it comes to Dope Emporium. I had the opportunity to work with you very closely 2 years ago on my first Dope Emporium. And I have to tell you, that was one of the most amazing experiences of my life, you know, as being Lady Flava and the artist cheerleader. I think that a great team came together to make it work. I think it went very smoothly. The excitement around creating the commercial and just the love that was given over at the Emoji Fest Peace Center to it actually just being pulled off at Washington Hall. And I'd never seen so many people, Jace. You know, of all ages, of all ethnic groups, of all, you know, just all types of people, you know, right. Came together that day. We had two stages. We had a variety of talents, and it was a beautiful thing, you know, to just, I mean, it was long. It was a lot of work. It was a long day, but, you know, it was a really, really beautiful experience, and it felt very community-based. And family-based and youth-based. I mean, everybody was welcome. No problems. We had a great time. We had great food, great entertainment. On a whole, it went pretty smoothly from what I could tell up in the balcony and all of that. And now, this year, it's transitioning over to the University of Washington Ethnic Cultural Theater. So can you speak a little bit about how it's made its move over, you know, to joining hands with the UW.
Yeah, I mean, to me, I'll speak on that, but I also want to speak on some of the organizations that were and have been involved with Dope Emporium, you know, for years. Like I said, you know, things always come from an idea, but to actually put action in the words is a big thing. It's really huge. And so, you know, we had a space. We had Spoons, Urban Apparel, where we could do Dope Emporiums on top of the rooftop on Beacon Hill. So we had an outlet. We had a platform. You know, there was so much help with organizing with, like, Heidi Jackson. You know, Zulu Nation of Seattle chapter came on board. You know, we were doing these commercials and these gatherings because it was about turning our scene and turning it into an industry so it's recoupable, not just in finance, but, you know, and resources for one another, helping each other grow. You know, if somebody needed something, being able to help them with that, you know, making cats tighter, you know, all about hip-hop. Hip-hop is about competition. It's all healthy when you're helping somebody get better. And so the natural process of that was, you know, first we involve and engage the community. We find out what the community is concerned with. We find out what the community would like for us and our responsibility to be to the community outside of just rapping and dancing and doing art and talking a bunch of, you know, big old smack about what it is and this and that. Wanted to see some action from community. So now that we have engaged the community and Dope Emporium has become a respected entity in the Northwest, now it's time to take it to the levels of higher education where our young people from the communities are going. They're going into these schools, and these schools are teaching hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? They're teaching hip-hop culture. They're teaching our culture. You know, people talk about, you know, they respect the culture, but they don't respect the foundation. And so it's very important to us that we maintain a relationship, a close tie to these organizations that scream they're teaching hip-hop in the name of hip-hop, and they, you know, are just doing shows. Dope Emporium was never just about a show. It was never about one person's name being on a flyer. It wasn't about one person's picture being seen. That's why you don't see my picture everywhere. That's purposeful. I don't do this for my ego. I do this for my people. And so when we reach out to the University of Washington, it was a natural process. They're teaching up there, I think it's UW Hip Hop Chai 250, with Third Anderson as a professor up there. You know, Rome is up there. Jerome is up there. Andrea's up there. You know, the teacher, her name slips me at the time, no disrespect. But they've been running this program for about 3-4 years. And they've been doing hip-hop, you know, the foundation of hip-hop in the Northwest. And in doing that, like I said, the natural process would be open for him hits the college campuses. The whole thing of making this relationship with the UW is so that Dope Emporium can get to college campuses throughout the Northwest region. So we can travel this throughout the Northwest region. So we can go into these classes at the Washington State, at Oregon State, Eastern Washington, Western Washington, you know, all these colleges, Gonzaga, all these colleges in this region that are talking about this urban thing called hip-hop and how they respect the tradition and culture and history. And we want to make sure that our input, that our contributions as a collective and as the community in which they talk about is represented. And so Dope Emporium is now partnered up with the University of Washington to do the first ever Dope Emporium on the hip-hop campus. This is a series, like Dope Emporium Rooftop was a series. So hopefully what this will do is it will allow us as a hip-hop community to travel outside and get on these college campuses and do more than just perform, have conversations, give workshops, have conferences, talk more than just about yourself, build for the next generation. I would love for this movement of Dope Emporium to be recognized as maybe one of the contributing factors to the Northwest finally building an industry in which we can support ourselves and maintain a legitimacy in the world as something to be reckoned with. And so this process right now, Flay, really is just a natural process. We're partnering with the University of Washington first, maybe Evergreen next, maybe Gonzaga, maybe Western, maybe Eastern, like I said, maybe Washington State, whatever, Oregon schools, Northern. We want to get all around the world, but we got to start at home. Sure. And until you can, until you build a foundation that you can actually live in and live on, as opposed to every 5 years tearing it down to build a new foundation, and we established that this foundation has been built, and we established that we all can, we all benefit from this structure, then we can start traveling worldwide. But until then, you know, this is the first emporium on a college campus.
Well, I think it's exciting. I think that everything has to evolve. One of the conversations that you and I have frequently is talking about foundations and history and elders and all of that. And one of the things that I hope will always stay in place, and I know that that is something you will always work towards, you know, keeping the original, the origins of Dobin Forum, the foundations, the history there. And if you have those storytellings of who performed at the first one, the second one, you know, the fourth one, you know, the fifth one, whatever. And keep the documentation of the stories, the history of it, and being able to tell the young people as they come through, this is where it started. This is where, you know, our family started with hip hop. This is where, you know, this is our foundation. Always respect that. Always respect the elders of the Pacific Northwest, you know, in hip hop. And because that's something that I think that we are slipping away from, is understanding and respecting the elders and the history of family, of community, and foundations that paved the way for us today. And so, you know, I hope to see that stay alive with Dope Emporium. I know that's something that means a lot to you and all those that were a part, you know, of the beginnings of this great, great, great festivity. And, you know, I'm so sad. You know, it's taking place on my birthday this year, and unfortunately I wasn't able to get my schedule changed to be able to come out and participate. But, you know, this isn't going to be the last year for it, so I definitely will have that opportunity. Let me jump into another track. And you mentioned Silver Shadow D. I've had the opportunity to, you know, spend time with him, experience him in different settings, not just as an MC, you know, but somebody who's out there supporting the community and different events. And I really, really have a great appreciation. It was great to see him at your show at the Rendezvous this past week, you know, for High Rhyme Smoking Jackets, you know, him walking around with his stick and everything and being involved with that. So this is Silver Shadow D with his piece, The Venting.
Somebody beat him.
Shadow Deep with his track, The Vantine. I'm going to play one more track before I continue my conversation with J.C. Cage, and I think I'm going to play a piece by one of the lady MCs from the Pacific Northwest. She is amazing. She is amazing, and she's very, very involved in community and doing outreach work. This is Lady Taze, with her piece, Let's Get Involved, featuring Bishop Freeze.
This is Lady Taze
and Bishop Freeze
uniting
to eliminate
violence on women and families. All my women and men in the struggle, join in, putting violence to an end. Let's get involved. Let the human trafficking and police brutality. Come on, everybody, let's get involved. Get involved. Eliminate violence for women and families. Ladies, take a bow. Let's get
All my women and men, you can suck a joint in, putting violence to an end. Let's get it going.
All right, yeah. That was Lady Taze and Bishop Freeze with their piece, Let's Get Involved. Lady Taze is one of the artists that you will have the opportunity to hear this year at Dope Emporium 2012. It takes place on July 7th at 7 p.m. at the Ethnic Cultural Theater at the University of Washington. The address is 3940 Brooklyn Avenue Northeast. If you have any questions about Dope Emporium 2012, there is a group page on Facebook. You can reach out to J.C. Cage of Black Stacks. You can reach out to Morpheus Magnetic. There's different sources. And probably the best way is on Facebook. There's flyers circulating, you know, and you'll be able to figure out who's involved with Dope Emporium if you have more questions. But I'm live with J.C. Cage tonight, and I'm really excited about that because I don't have the opportunity to have him come on by himself, let alone I've not had him on talking about Dope Emporium. So I'm really appreciative, Jace, for you to take the time out because I know you're a busy man between Black Stacks and Dope Emporium and what we're doing with UTAE and, you know, keeping Lady Flava sane and taking care of your family. You're a busy man, so I appreciate you taking the time out. So, Jace, we've just got a few more minutes left in the show. What can people expect at Dope Emporium this year? If they come out to Dope Emporium 2012 at the UW, what can they expect to experience?
Well, I want to say before we get into that, so once again, I want to thank you for opening up a platform, a place where we can share ideas and conversation and stories and truths and lies and all kind of things, but we have a platform that we can use, and you're very supportive of Dope Emporium. I know you're going to continue to pump Dope Emporium for the next 10 days or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm,
and so I really
definitely
want to thank you again for giving us a platform to speak openly and honestly with an audience that's not just local, but that's international,
yeah,
that is chimed in and listened in and
yeah,
followed this history. So as far as this year, you know, it should be very interesting. WAPI, which is a community-based organization that's bringing a group of young people through called the Catalyst Project. We got this crew from the youth called The Crew. I think my man Jamil Suleiman, big respect, who is a piece of that.
Okay.
And you're going to see a lot of this new, what you should be listening for the next 5 years, coming to perform and showcasing themselves. You're going to see a conversation between many groups of people about what's the next step we take, but let's not do like politics and just talk about it. Let's actually make some action to move on it. And like I said, turn Dope Emporium into something that can go through the college campuses as well as still be involved in community activity like the Emoja Fest and things of that nature. You're going to see young people engaged. You're going to see a video history. You're going to see some graphic artists doing some work, live works. You're going to see some social community justice people out speaking, talking about voting and how important that is. You're going to see some sisters. You're going to see some brothers. You're going to see some beautiful people. You're going to see some people that's there that are passionate about this thing we call hip-hop and willing to engage you on educational, economical, social, political issues, as well as have a good time and leave there smiling. And so, you know, I'm very happy that we're stepping into this new realm with the University of Washington and them giving us a platform to share on a college campus. I'm very happy that the engagement is a collaborative effort, that everybody is taking this picture. And if you're listening, take your Dope Emporium flyer, make it your Facebook photo, you know, spread it on Twitter, do all those things. And in saying that, I also want to say this because I forgot some people. I talked about all these people that helped, and I forgot about the Queens. You know, as always, I thank you, Flay, but I want to say a special thanks to Jasmine Scott from the Town Entertainment, Vivian Phillips, who is a mentor of mine, who gives me a lot of honest criticism and honest feedback. I want to say something to a big thank you to Sasha Starr and Tashana. They've been supporting Dope Emporium. Sasha Starr was one of the first hosts of Dope Emporium.
Okay.
And these are sisters that support it. I wanted to thank Heidi Jackson. I think I said that already, for her inspiration and her commitment to making Dope Emporium something that we can continue to grow off of and build off of. And, you know, and Kitty Wu for working with us through Zulu Nation. And then last but not least, I want to say a big, big shout to which helped us take this a little bit into the college campuses, but definitely outside of Seattle, Hip Hop Congress with Julie C. and Shamako Nobles. Now Julie C.'s running the Hip Hop Rise and Decolonize. And so the work is continuing. The efforts are continuing. The mission is continuing. Dope Emporium is here to stay. It's not going nowhere. The philosophy hasn't changed. It's not about an individual. It's about the community working together, building a scene into an industry so we have something that we can utilize as a resource from this day for the next 100 years.
All right. You heard it from J.C. Cage, the founder of Dope Emporium, you know, taking on, you know, new people that to get involved in this, to grow the vision, to grow the movement. You know, it always welcoming new hands to get involved. This isn't just about, you know, J.C. Cage or Morpheus Magnetic or Third or, you know, Lady Taze. This is about everybody, and especially those that love hip-hop. Now, you might be somebody like me, who's new to hip hop. You know, Black Stax is kind of like my introduction to hip hop, but what a great introduction for me. And I've definitely grown to learn and love the culture, the music, the people. And, you know, I look forward to being involved in many, many more Dope Emporiums here in the near future. So, Jace, I want to thank you again for coming on.
I got a request
on.
Real quick, though, Clay.
Oh,
I got a request.
Okay.
I got a request
right.
for you. I would love for you. I wanted you to play The Brew on the way out, but I'm also going to say this. If you got time, I wanted you to play the song Seeds That Bust from the new EP, High Rise Smoking Jackets. And the
okay.
reason I wanted you to do that is not because of ego. This is about the message in the music. This is about the purpose in the music. We've always been up here. We've had gangster rap. We've had party rap. We've had conscious
mm-hmm.
rap, we've had hillbilly rap, we've had all kind of rap, pop rap.
Mm-hmm.
But the one thing about up here is you always had to be very keen in what you were doing. You had to be very smart and very creative. And so this song, Seize That Bus, has a special message for all those that are listening. The metaphor is this: to seize that bus, what you plant eventually grows. And if what you plant is in bad soil, it grows halfway to its potential. But if what you plant you nourish, you take care of, you love, you give it proper attention, then you grow something that is strong, that is beautiful, that is powerful, and that is lasting, and that is Dope Emporium.
All right, there you go. I'm going to close out today's show with Black Stax's brand new single. It's called Seeds That Bust, and it's off of their High Rhyme Smoking Jacket CD. Take care, God bless, and help spread the word about what we're doing here at Flavor News Radio and Dope Emporium 2012 with J.C. Cage. Thanks for coming on the show, Jace. All righty.
There was in this wanton act a quality of malice, except the perverse joy of inflicting injury on others. These then were the three main elements in contention.
The rap's the awesomest, one of the smartest. Yeah, I'm tied to the hardest. It's the truth in the game. Know my name, it ain't simple and plain. What my style is, what the hell it is, it's the music, man. So I tell a little story, yeah, I rap. Don't hoard me, just spread me around. Let's get down. The city by the sea, it got too many conspiracies. So I roam with the truth, out the booth, it's the root, So we planted and cool, like we riding down the street. It's still to the beat. It's the side of the stack, so it's complete. Yeah, if I was born, I'd say it's mini.
amongst the electric shock of all. It is not difficult, I think, to understand why this incident had a more drastic impact than any other. A new dimension has been added to the map of the world's communication.
Please, please, move out the walkway. This is Sniper's only time I'm out, ain't. But stupid, release the trigger. Keep the mind niger like the river. I mean, all I talk about is wagon seeds, literate. Blacks on the news, brothers with no power, and black disciple, and white staff, but yeah. And all of that is too much for the novel. I rhyme with Ever Farah, attend the state of Para, support a necklace that's from the continent, only cause he went. This the day, call that old school. Cool with that, but school is what it is. In fact, you should give class to recognize this and the implement, like film off the rack, stack of them built in the past, portal all the math out the elders. I wonder near the point that ain't negative. Only say you too slave to model this gauge. This normal, the game is the formal. Rappers taking styles from the under. Never give a bibliography. Only took the style quietly. Not Madam C. I'm a guard. Stay far from the fraud. But stumble on the carpet all the time. Off a little. Like ignorance. Men do a statistics while we miss doubt. Posted at the precinct. Thinking of the rhyming off the jail time. Who we here? Going small with the dog. All the mid range. Too many NPCs. At the jaw, walk a small rhyme to the front of the line. Stack always climbs and yes.
All right, that was Black Stacks with their brand new single called Seeds That Bust. Again, that's off of their High Rhyme Smoking Jacket CD. I want to thank everybody who tuned in to listen to the show live tonight. We were talking about Dope Emporium, the origins of Dope Emporium, to what to expect this year at Dope Emporium 2012. Dope Emporium is a hip-hop festival. It's amazing. It's community-based. It's all the elements of hip-hop out here in the Pacific Northwest. It's taking place on July 7th at 7 p.m. at the Ethnic Cultural Theater at the University of Washington. Again, the address is 3940 Brooklyn Avenue Northeast. I won't be there, but many, many of my favorite people in this community will be. So I hope that you can come out and trust and believe I'll be doing one or two more shows with other people involved with Dope Emporium 2012. Take care, God bless, and good night.